describe what the interview process was like, how happy you are to have it over with?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first and foremost, I'm, happy that, my name is cleared and I can get back to focusing on football. Obviously not happy with the entire situation and kind of how it played out, but, ultimately it's in the rearview mirror now. We can focus on football, especially with, the regular season right in front of us.
How concerning is it to you that the league demand that you play when there's no certainty on the table?
Well, that's why we stuck strong with the PA in regard to this, just because it sets a dangerous precedent. I think this is something that'll come up within the next negotiation, CBA negotiation. So, it's a very dangerous precedent.
Is there anything to be said, though, like, for getting it done now and the regular season around the corner and just kind of being able to start fresh?
Well, I think, obviously we weren't willing to fall on the knife for something that we've maintained our innocence about. And, the interview proved that, and it's exactly that. So, especially with the regular season starting, it is good to get that all behind us and focus on the regular season starting with Jacksonville next week.
How easy was it to go along with union advice on handling the situation?
You stick with obviously the union and what we'd like to proceed with, but at the same time, there's a part of you that kind of wants to get it over with and clear your name. So difficult in that regard, but at the same time, we stuck it through to the end until there ultimately was an ultimatum. And like I said, we weren't willing to fall on the knife for something we didn't do.
Was it a distraction at any point for you?
When I was on the football field, it wasn't a distraction. Obviously, the media coverage, it gives it, wings and kind of helps it, stay around a little bit longer. But, hopefully now that there's been resolution in this case, this will be the end of it.
Even if it was a dangerous precedent, you maintained your innocence all the way back to Arizona when it first came out. Would you have rather just talked with them earlier, get it out of the way, just because you knew there was nothing to hide, just get it done with them?
Well, in hindsight, of course. But as we just discussed, who's to say somebody can just come out and say anything, and next thing you're sitting down for something that's absolutely ridiculous, as was in this case. So, like I said, I maintained my innocence. Really had nothing to worry about until ultimately those ultimatums were put in place. And at that point, we sat down for the interviews and ultimately cleared.